Adam Maguire is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Maggie. Bank of Ireland made a pre-tax profit of €721 million in the first half of the year, according to interim results published this morning. That, it said, reflected strong strategic execution. It also announced an interim dividend of 25 cents per share. Myles O'Grady is CEO of Bank of Ireland. He joins us on the line now. All the main indicators here seem to be moving in the right direction for you. Assets under management up, loans and deposits growing, business income up as well. Profits, though, down by a third compared to this time last year. Why is that?
Good morning, Adam. Yeah, I mean, Bank of Ireland had a good performance for the first half of the year. As you say, a profit before tax of €721 million. We're in the final year of our strategy, on track to deliver our targets. And as you call out, loan and deposit book growing, and indeed our wealth business growing as well. The profit profile for the half year is very much in line with expectations. It reflects a growing Irish book, but also the rate environment as it reduces. Also pleased to announce a dividend of €243 million, Adam.
So the rate environment, this is essentially down to those successive ECB rate cuts we've seen in the past year. That's the reason why your profit is down compared to last year, is it?
Well, overall profits are strong and in line with expectations, again, supported by a robust overall interest income. But that narrative around a growing loan book, a growing wealth business, but yes, for all banks, lower rates does have an impact.
In the half year, you took a €137 million impairment charge. In the results, you say it's a net portfolio activity charge relating to loan losses and management adjustments incorporating the evolving macroeconomic outlook. In plain English, does that essentially mean you're seeing a rise in customers who are defaulting on their loans?
Well, overall, asset quality remains very healthy. I mean, the best measure for this is what we call the group non-performing exposure percentage. Now, that's at 2.6% of the total book. That's close to multi-year lows. And when I look across our portfolios, our customers are in good shape too. They're navigating the environment well, and of course, we're there to work with them. Now, we have seen higher impairments in the US. I regard that as a preemptive measure to capture potential risk. I mean, the work we've done here is what you would expect, you know, given some of the news flows that's come out from the US in quarter two. But overall, asset quality remains very healthy indeed.
€137 million impairment in a six-month period seems quite high. Are you preempting impairments that you're expecting down the line, or could we potentially see this happen in the second half of the year as well?
No, I very much regard this as Bank of Ireland doing what it does well, which is to get its arms around a potential challenge. And therefore, it is a preemptive measure to capture that risk. And again, back to that metric of 2.6% non-performing exposure, very manageable in the context of the overall performance.
We spoke a moment ago about the ECB rate cuts. The deposit rate is down 1.75 percentage points in the past year. The refinancing rate has halved in that period. In that time, Bank of Ireland has only cut fixed rates by 0.5%, hasn't changed variable rates. When are you going to pass on more of those ECB rate cuts to fixed and particularly to variable customers?
Well, again, Adam, I mean, the evolving rate environment requires Bank of Ireland to take a balanced approach. I think we did that well, if I can say that, when rates went up steeply. We didn't pass on all of those rates to our customers. And as rates come down, of course, our objective is the same, to adopt a balanced approach. Very mindful that we can offer attractive and affordable mortgage rates, but also reward our deposit customers as those rates come down.
Last week, you apologised for an oil spill at your data centre in Cabinteely, contaminated a nearby lake. What are you doing to try and make up for that incident?
Yes, Adam, and we have significant IT and operation facilities in Cabinteely, South Dublin. We've been part of the Cabinteely community for many years, which makes this incident particularly disappointing. I mean, thankfully, beyond the immediate incident, no further pollution has been detected. We're working very closely with the County Council and the EPA. We're also in contact with the Wildlife Rescue Charity, which works to protect wildlife, see how best we can help.
Have you offered to pay compensation, or have you been asked to pay compensation?
Well, we're working very closely with the County Council and the EPA, and we're also working closely with that wildlife charity to see how best we can help.
You also recently announced a change to your hybrid working policy. You say it's about fairness and balance, but are you worried that your staff aren't working hard enough when they're at home?
No, I'm very proud of our workforce, who work very hard all of the time. I mean, hybrid working has brought benefits for colleagues and indeed the company. We've invested in 15 hybrid hubs across the country, notably in locations away from our main city centre offices. That's important. People don't have to come in to the city. We know face-to-face interactions helps teamwork, helps innovation, but also working from home supports efficiency and does offer flexibility on living location for colleagues. So I'm pleased with the model we have in place.
Myles O'Grady, CEO of Bank of Ireland, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour, but that's all for now.